Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Cardboard-like instrumental anti-arena rock. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster, and on behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to this episode of our show. It is the kickoff of April 2026 new music. And as Jim has been away doing some dad business recently, I thought I would step in to kick us off in his usual spot, and he's going to take my spot at the caboose. And that means he has to clean up all the beer cans and all the stuff that you people leave in the music train when it's riding. If you're listening to this episode on the day it is released, that is May 18th, a Monday. Happy Monday to all. And try to get your new music picks in by midnight tonight if you can. That would be much, much appreciated. But if you need a couple extra days, no big deal. I know we didn't get our deadline sorted out until a little bit later this month, so we'll try to do better on that next month. I've got two records I would like to talk about today. The first is a release from a metal band from Sweden, and that band is called At the Gates. Now, At the Gates is a long-running, started quite a while back in the year 1990 in Gothenburg, Sweden, and a couple of times have broken up and gotten back together, and a very influential group. And it's led by a singer named Thomas Lindberg. And Thomas passed away in September 2025 of cancer. And this album was released, their new album, I should say, or their latest album, and it may end up being their final album, entitled The Ghost of a Future Dead, was released in April. And as a tribute to Tom, and it contains his last musical performances and lyrics. And I'd like to read something here on the source of human knowledge about his legacy. He's been in a lot of groups. He's done a tremendous amount of stuff in the music scene. He sang with a band called Grotesque. He sang with At the Gates for many albums. He sang in what you would consider kind of like a super group called The Lockup. All kinds of guest appearances and all over the place. But I really like this little paragraph here at the end of his Wikipedia page. It says, quote, Lindberg has been widely credited as a central figure in the development of the Gothenburg metal scene. Dark Tranquility frontman Michael Stani described him as a unifying presence whose influence extended across bands such as Dark Tranquility and In Flames, stating that Lindberg played a decisive role in shaping the Gothenburg music scene. He recalled that Lindberg played a key role in introducing younger musicians to underground metal through tape trading, fanzines, and local rehearsal spaces, helping to foster a tightly connected community in Gothenburg during the late 80s and early 90s. And he did all kinds of things within the music scene. And this record, the band said, is a fitting tribute to fulfill his wishes for the album's title, sound, sequencing, and artwork. So it's got him written all over it. I would like to feature a track from it. This is a band I've followed from time to time when they put out new work and always enjoyed what I heard. I guess they're considered a little more and probably Stephen Routledge or Liam McIndoe or somebody else might know a little bit better, but I think they're sort of kind of considered a more melodic metal band. They have those kind of elements. Their songs are pretty short, and they have a very interesting lyrical and melodic combination they put together. But make no mistake, it's still underground metal music, of course. But anyway, I want to say rest in power to Thomas Lindberg. I want to say to everybody that there's a new album by At the Gates out there. It is called The Ghost of a Future Dead, and we are going to feature the song The Dissonant Void right now, the second track on the record as a tribute to Thomas Lindberg. Rest in Power. Here are At the Gates for April 2026 New Music. Right, lovely stuff there. The other record I want to feature may be picked by other people this month, and if it is, there's plenty to go around. And I'm going to read from this group's website. Under their music section, they have a little blurb describing their first album, which was simply entitled Volume 1. And we'll see if you can maybe guess who this group might be. Described as Pythagorean Cubist Data Rock Mantra. Since 2023, the Noble Brothers Kleck and Klin have been offering a repertoire of cardboard-like instrumental anti-arena rock, which, in the manner of techno music, revolves around a dynamic interplay of adding and subtracting constantly metamorphosizing sonic motifs. With the help of his nimble toes and an electronic looping module, Klin, K-H-N is how that's spelled, records in real time and harmonizes multiple layers of melodic ornamentation, constantly alternating between microtonal guitar and bass, which intertwine in angular chromatic phrases of quarter tones. In this vortex of repetitive cells, Kleck's drumming with its muted timbre behaves with the wisdom and temperance of a Sherpa. The gradual and calculated addition of elements or the stoic dosage of silence guides the listener on a journey, making asymmetrical grooves dance, climaxing in intensity and shifting the rhythmic anchor point at the right time. Yes, folks, it's Angene DePotween. They released their second full-length album entitled Volume 2. It came out in April of 2026, I believe April 3rd, and what it is, it's completely different. The band have cited a large range of musical influences, and of course, if you haven't seen them, visually they present quite a picture with their oversized papier-mâché masks with very, very long noses and a black and white polka dot stylized theme everywhere. And you know, they have a new album out, and then I think you should listen to it. I really like it. I've been listening to it a lot. Some might call it math rock. I don't think it's quite math rock, and I don't think it's quite prog rock either. It's something else, and I'm not going to worry too much about what it is. I'm just going to enjoy this six song record. It's got Fabayenk is one of the tunes, Mata Zyklek, Sarenaz, Utsup, Yorzarad, and Angor. And we are going to hear Angor. We're going to hear some of the track, the last track on the Angene Deportween Volume 2. Happy listening to all. That will be our closeout song. And starting tomorrow, we will turn the new music picks over to our listeners. And you know what that means. It'll be Stephen Routledge Day. Until then, get your picks in if you haven't. And if you already have, thank you so much. April 2026 New Music Train is underway. Here is Angene Deportween doing Angor. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Behaves with the wisdom and temperance of a Sherpa.